Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who with the Holy Spirit are three in one. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, in life we have to deal with the consequences of our sin, and chief among them is death. It's something that we often ignore, and we just ask, Heavenly Father, you give us the strength to talk about it and to see what it means to us and see how you have changed everything. We thank you, Lord, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, recently I've attempted to be a little more braver, and I have started watching the news again. You know, I had ignored it as of late because, frankly, it's kind of depressing. Maybe it's because of the ugliness connected with the elections or the coronavirus or the riots. It's probably a combination of everything. I'm really not sure. But I found myself kind of ignoring it because, well, all I was seeing was bad news. I found myself looking and doing other things than trying to keep up with the world, because I find it easier to ignore some things than to have to deal with them. The major theme every night focuses on problems, and frankly, I have enough of my own. I think we all do. So whether it's corporate scandal or terrorism or censorship, it all points to the problems that we're facing as a society. And we look at our own lives, and we often seem to face the same kind of theme. Some face financial insecurity or health issues. Some face mental illness. Some face aging. There's just a myriad of things we have to deal with. It seems we all have problems. But if you were to take all the problems of the world, what do you think is the biggest of all the problems that we have to face? What is that one problem that no one wants to deal with? It's the problem of death. Death is everyone's problem because death doesn't care who you are. Regardless of how good a job you have, what your physical condition is, what your family obligations are, the number of people that are counting on you, death doesn't care. It's a problem that we all share because no matter where we find ourselves in life, we eventually have to face it. You look at the death rate in the U.S. and you compare it to, say, Afghanistan. And you know what? They're exactly the same. 100%. Death is not picky. So why doesn't anyone want to talk about it when we all have to face it, when it affects every one of us? Well, there's really two reasons. First, there's no solution. They'll never find the cure for death. No one will ever find a way to prevent it. They might find a way to prolong it, prolong life, but death will face us all. And reason number two is because not many are really sure what happens next. We've never been there. They've heard stories, but they're not confident that they know. They wonder, is there really a heaven and a hell? They wonder if it's like the movies where we become a ghost and kind of float around the earth for all of existence. Are we reincarnated? And if so, can we come back as a cat or maybe even a mole? What really happens when we die? Talking about these things brings a lot of confusion and uncertainty to many, so they often choose to just ignore it. You see, we live in a culture of denial. We pretend like death doesn't exist. But rather than living in denial, I want today to hit this topic head on this morning. Like we should do for all of our questions, let's look into the Bible to see what it says about sin and death. Let's face the problem so that we might find the solution. Well, in our New Testament lesson this morning, we'll see that it acknowledges death as a problem when it says in verse 12 that death comes to all men. Not only that, but it goes on to verse 14 to say that death reigns. But the Bible also tells us the cause of death. And perhaps if we know the cause, then we can find a solution. It opens up in verse 12 saying, therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, so death spread to all men because all sinned. So sin is ultimately the cause of death, and it all began with one man, Adam. In the book of Genesis, we witness the telling of the greatest disaster in the history of the world, the fall of man into sin. Adam failed like we do. He failed to listen. He failed to obey God. And what happened next was sin. Sin entered the world, and with it came pain and death. And I want you to try to grasp onto the magnitude of what happened that day in the garden. Imagine you're at home and you're having this big party, and everyone you love is there. All your friends and family are there. Then you receive a package in the mail, and on that package there's a label that says, beware, anthrax, do not open. But you decide to open it anyway. And you struggle to open it because it's packed really carefully and really tightly. Finally, after much effort, the package bursts open, anthrax everywhere. All your family, all your friends, they inhale this anthrax and they die. Now, whose fault was that? It was yours. When Adam sinned, it was as though he opened a package he shouldn't have opened, a package that he was warned not to open. And when he disobeyed, sin entered the world and affected everybody and everything. Everyone who has ever lived has been affected by that one day in the Garden of Eden. Sin, our spiritual anthrax, entered the world, and just like anthrax, it's lethal. Everybody dies. Because of the decision not to follow God, not to listen to God, our world became one big ground zero in the eyes of God. But wait, it gets worse. Another one of my inspiring sermons. In verse 18, it tells us, the result of one trespass was condemnation for all men. When Adam sinned, he not only brought in sin and death, he also brought to us condemnation. Well, this is just great. Now you see why most people don't like to talk about these kind of things. But since we've opened up this can of worms, let's try to find a solution. Again, we find it in the pages of Scripture. I know you probably said that before I did, but how often do we try to find our answers elsewhere? In the Bible, we learn that God intervenes for us. He couldn't let us be captive and condemned in our sins. It shows us that God is not some sort of aloof, faraway character that doesn't care. In fact, we learn that he cared so much that he came to us in the person of Jesus Christ. God looked down at our sorry state. He saw the problem that we all share, and he loved us enough to suffer and die for us so that we wouldn't have to suffer and die for all eternity. So Christ enters the world, our ground zero. He sees how much we've been affected by that original sin, and he offers a solution to the problem. He offers a way out, a way for you and for me to escape. And here it is. He faces the devil head on. He does what Adam and Eve couldn't do, and what we fail to do so often in our lives. He resists temptation as our Savior, and then he goes on to take upon himself all of our sin and all of the sins of the whole world. He came into our world to face our problems. He took our spiritual anthrax that we call sin, and he took it all upon himself. He suffered the consequences for our actions. Instead of being condemned when we die, Jesus was condemned instead. A long time ago, there was a movie that I just loved. It was called The Last Emperor. And in that movie, it tells of a child who was anointed the last emperor of China. His life was filled with all the luxuries that he could ever have imagined, and he had thousands of servants at his command. Well, one day his brother asked him, "What happens when you do something wrong?" And the emperor said, "Well, when I do something wrong, someone is punished in my place." To demonstrate this, he pushes a jar off the table and it breaks, and then one of his servants is properly beaten for the transgression. In Christianity, Jesus worked in reverse. When his servants, that's us, made a mistake, when we caused the biggest of big problems, the king was punished. That's how it works. Instead of being condemned for our sins as we deserve to be, Jesus is condemned instead, even though he was without sin. So now you have the solution to the problem of sin and death. We read in Romans 5, 18 and 19, "Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. For as by the one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience the many will be made righteous." Adam's sin was the worst mistake in all of human history. His failure to listen and obey affected everyone for all time. But what Jesus did through his sacrifice was the best thing that has ever happened in human history. What Jesus did for us became the single most important event ever. God offered up the solution to our problem of sin and death through the one man, Jesus Christ. Do you truly see how this has affected your life? Do you see how this could affect a change in your life right now, today? It is true that the world is still one big ground zero to God because all have sinned and death is still surrounding us. And it's also true that as Christians, we still have to face the problems because of the world that we live in. We'll all still die because of that one sin, but because of what Jesus Christ has done, we've already begun to live eternally. Because of what our Savior has done, things can be different for you and for me. Now you can be someone who always has hope, someone who can always know true peace in their lives. You can be someone with confidence in the fact that sin and death have been solved. When you think of death, whether it's your death or whether it's someone else's death, you no longer have to be afraid or confused. You no longer have to worry about the condemnation of your sins, because your sins have been taken away. This is great news, and it's great news with a purpose. We have been given that purpose, and that purpose is to spread that good news to all around us so that more might know Christ. When you have to face the problems that come your way, you no longer have to feel the pressure of trying to fix everything alone. God is there for you, and He will always be there for you. So place your problems at the foot of Christ. Be encouraged in the fact that you are saved for a greater purpose than sin and death. Continue to live your life with the one assurance that you serve God Almighty, the greatest problem solver ever. Now may the Lord of peace Himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with you all. Amen.